Well, hello there, top teachers. We are your hosts, Michelle Emerson.
And Bridget Spackman, and we are here to make your life easier by helping you master your time, organization, and productivity as a teacher.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Thank you. I don't know about you, but spring fever is rampant right now. Okay, that was really lame. And no, I'm not talking about catching a cold or struggling with allergies, but rather the spring fever, and I'm putting air quotes around that, that causes behavior and motivation changes amongst kids and adults alike. In this episode, we're going to share some tips for curing, or at least, you know, helping a little bit, spring fever, whether you or your students are the ones suffering.
But first, we're going to hear a TSH from a top teacher. This top teacher says, "My time-sucking hurdle is getting distracted with things that are not very important. I know I should be doing my important work, but I just keep getting distracted. P.S. I love your YouTube channels and your podcast. You are always entertaining and informative."
Well, thank you, top teacher. That is very kind of you. And I feel like this TSH is just... it's the most generic TSH of something we all struggle with, right? Like, we know what we need to be doing. We're just not doing it. And so my biggest advice, and I'm saying this to myself as well, is to really dig down and figure out why are you not doing the thing you need to be doing? Because typically, even though, yeah, it might not be as fun as scrolling social media or doing the things you want to do, there is probably some kind of friction that is preventing you from getting started. And if you can figure out what that is, you can find a solution. So I'm going to give you an example because I recently shared this with Bridget. I have had on my to-do list this entire past week to update a PD that I'm giving tomorrow. It is currently still on my to-do list because I have not finished doing it.
Lady.
Bridget.
Tomorrow.
Bridget, I don't want to talk about it. And I sent a voice message to Bridget explaining this. This was like 2 days ago. And I came to the conclusion that the reason I've been putting it off is because with PD presentations, it never feels done. I always feel like I can go in and improve it and make it better and add another activity, add more information. And as a result, I try to prioritize the tasks that are an easy, like, it's done and I can check it off. Whereas something like this, it never feels done. Now, I love that I'm giving this advice and it's still on my to-do list. So should I be giving advice? No, I should not. But going into today, I mean, at this point, I'm now under a deadline. Like, I don't have a choice but to get it done. And sometimes that's what you need, right? Like,
I mean, what time is it at?
So tomorrow morning at 8:30, and it is currently 9:30 a.m. So we're under 24 hours. And granted, I have gone through about half of it. And when I started going through it, I was like, oh, it's actually better than I remember it, which is good. But I have to realize that sometimes good enough is good enough. And like, you know what? It's not the last PD I'm ever going to do. It's never going to be perfect. And I think accepting that gives me the freedom to just get started and get it done enough. But Bridget, what are your thoughts?
Snaps to you, lady. Thank for you. Saying good enough is good enough. It absolutely is sometimes. Yeah, I kind of was listening to this TSH and I was thinking, oh, I'm thinking of like the self-determination theory. I freaking love that theory where it's either because of autonomy, relatedness, or competency.
Yes.
So it's like one of those three things that's really preventing you from wanting to do the things that you need to be doing. But I also think that a lot of the times it is maybe about the season in which we are living in.
Yeah.
Spring is also one of those big contributing factors. And from what we're going to be sharing like in this episode, it's a lot of like biological things that really we don't have a huge amount of control over. I mean, we could do some things to combat it, but it's kind of interesting. So I feel like we should just get started because this might help you, top teacher.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's a really good point that the season plays a big role. So let's kick off with something positive. Bridget, what is your favorite thing about spring?
Listen, no more thick jackets. It is so hard. Okay, I had all the jackets. Let me tell you, when I was in teaching, I would go because you have recess, right? And it's cold and you want all the warm stuff. So I would have jackets. Now I don't want to carry jackets with me because when I'm in the schools, where do you put your jacket? I have to carry it around with me, which is such a stinker. So I'm excited about not having to worry about thick jackets.
I would say mine is probably just the increased sunshine. I am in yes. such a better mood coming off of winter when I wake up and it's light outside. And I recently read that in terms of like fixing your circadian rhythm for sleep, yes. one of the best things you can do is expose yourself to natural light first thing in the morning or as early as you can, because that's going to kind of reset your clock in a way. And mm-hmm. so those days when it is really sunny and it's light outside, and then I take Ember out to throw a ball and I can feel the sun on my legs, like it just sets so much more of a positive tone for the day. And I am in a better mood as a result.
Yeah. So I'm going to read a quote from a website. I'm going to do my best, guys. It's Nasoli. So in this quote, here's what it says. During winter, our body adopts and protects itself from lower temperatures and reduced sunlight. Going back to what you said, Michelle.
Oh.
Longer days and warmer temperatures lead to an increase in activity, but our bodies take more time to adjust to the sleep-awake cycle. And thus, our timing is often out of sync. This leaves us feeling fatigued and with very low energy.
Huh. So obviously there are some scientific and like weatherly, that's a word, right?
Yes.
Changes and impacts that are out of our control is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think it's important for us to remember there are always things we do have control over and can adjust in order to help us improve some of those negative effects we may experience. So we're going to kind of go back and forth. We're going to share 5 tips based on our personal experience, as well as like some ideas that we've kind of discovered online. So Bridget, do you want to kick it off with your first tip?
Yes. By the way, guys, I really enjoy these types of things where we kind of go into the science. Like I am that geek that likes to hear about all the science stuff behind it. So that's probably why I'm so excited right now. So tip number one that we have for you is to change your diet. It's like the saying, you are what you eat. Is that a saying?
Yes.
100%. Okay, great. I did one right. So now that winter is finally starting to fade and everything is beginning to bloom, change up your diet to fit the season. Start incorporating more herbs and greens and those nutritious superfoods like the leafy greens, arugula, spinach, lettuce, like all of those. And what this means is that you're going to need to be more intentional when it comes to your meal planning and maybe even roam Pinterest for a little bit of inspiration like I do. I will say that I love having grilled lettuce. Don't knock it till you try it during this season. And it's something we often look forward to eating as soon as winter is starting to end. So you can also eat a light diet that is divided into several small portions to make it easier for your body to digest and help you gain more speed again. Equally as important is to ensure that you're drinking plenty of water. Okay. Winter will often stump some of us when it comes to having a sufficient amount of water intake. So make sure that you're taking the time, maybe get yourself a new water bottle if you want to, and to build back that routine of drinking as much water as possible. We're going to head into a break. And when we come back, Michelle's going to give us the second tip.
If you are feeling lucky, we've got some good news for you. We are hosting a giveaway for the month of March that you're definitely going to want to enter.
And it's so easy. All you need to do to be entered in the giveaway is to make a purchase of any kind from our Teaching on the Double store. You can grab a set of digital planning stickers, a new planner, or some inserts, and you will be automatically entered.
At the end of March, we are going to randomly select 2 winners, since we are teaching on the double, to receive an Amazon gift card. We will contact the winners using the email address used to make the purchase from our store.
Again, all you need to do is make a purchase. That's it. It could not be easier, so go ahead and treat yourself to some digital planning goodies or even buy yourself a gift card or to our store to use later if you don't need anything right now. And keep your fingers crossed that you are one of our lucky winners.
Those winners will be contacted on April 1st. It will not be an April Fool's joke, through their email address. And while we wait in suspense to see who they will be, let's get back to the episode. All right, we are back. This is your reminder, if you haven't already, take a sip of water, as Bridget was just saying.
Right here, lady, I got it.
There you go. All right, tip number two is to incorporate outdoors time, which, as I say that, I'm thinking of the scene from The Office. It's in the episode The Convict, where they're talking about, like, oh, in prison, they got outdoors time. We don't get outdoors time. So then Michael takes them out to the parking lot, and it's Scranton, Pennsylvania, in the middle of winter. It's so cold. They're all, like, freezing, and they're like, let's go back inside. But researchers believe sunlight triggers your brain to release serotonin, which basically is a hormone that helps boost your mood, among other things. And what happens is sunlight passes through your eyes and it stimulates your optic nerve, and your optic nerve then sends a message to the part of your brain that produces serotonin. And when that serotonin is released, it's going to send signals to the nerve cells throughout your body. And these signals essentially offer instructions for your body for a wide range of functions, including managing your emotions, digesting food, which Bridget already hit on, helping you be able to sleep, controlling your motor skills, all of the things. So even though it sounds cheesy, literally getting more sunlight can help your body, like, physically. So they say that after a day spent in, like, the sun and fresh air, your body will actually produce more melatonin as the sun starts to set, which will help you get a more restful sleep. And when you get better sleep, you're going to have improved eating habits, a better mood. It becomes this, like, snowball effect. You know, one benefit helps you make better choices in other areas, which gives you more benefits, and so on. So if you can, try to go for a short walk in the morning. And I know you're rolling your eyes and you're like, that's the last thing I have time for. Listen, I'm not talking about going out for a 5 mile walk, literally 5 minutes, like, walk around the block or, like, up and down your street. It does not have to be far, but just getting in a little bit of movement and hopefully exposing yourself to sun. Obviously, the sun may not be up yet, depending on what time your morning starts. But another option is to try to squeeze in a short walk during lunch or even eating lunch outside. I get it. Your lunchtime is limited. I remember our lunch was 25 minutes, and that was from the time that, like, we would go to drop kids off and have to pick them up. So in reality, we only had, like, 15 minutes to eat. Like, it was super, super crammed. But if you can't go for a short walk, then consider just, like, eating outside in the sun just to get a little bit of that vitamin D, get exposure to that sunlight. You can maybe find a coworker to go for a walk after school. And even if it's not every day, maybe it's Mondays and Fridays. Just find a schedule that will work for you. If you have windows in your classroom and you can open them up, go ahead and do that. Bring in that sunshine. I know it makes the kids crazy, but guess what? They're crazy anyway, okay? Get them some sunshine. Take your class outside for lessons. The reason they're crazy is because they don't get exposure to that often enough. If you start taking them outside once a week, those increased jitters and
wiggles?
Stuff that you... Yes. Will significantly decrease because it becomes more normal. But if you're only taking them out once in a blue moon, yeah, like, they get really excited for it. So try to make it more consistent if you can. If you have, like, a sunroof or a moonroof on your car, open it more. My car has a sunroof, which I didn't used to have, and I always forget because I keep it closed. But literally just, like, opening that up, and I'm like, oh, sunshine, like, this is so great. And then if it's still light out when you eat dinner, maybe consider eating outside as a family or even by yourself. If you have some kind of a porch or a patio or a park nearby, Billy and I randomly sometimes will, like, pack up a little what is that called, a cooler, a I almost picnic. Had a lunchbox. But, like, a cooler, and we'll go out to, like, a park and eat, and it's just, it's fun. And I get it, all of these things, it is easier said than done, but again, we are focusing on the things that we can do instead of dwelling on the things that we can't. So if you're like, I can't go for a walk in the morning, I can't eat dinner outside, okay, fine. Can you open up the windows to your classroom? Can you open up a sunroof in your car? Like, find one little thing that you can do. And I promise once you start doing it, you'll notice some positive effects. And then you might find some more things you can do.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things that you can do, one other thing you can do is reset your space. So spring cleaning didn't just start because of the change in the season. Clearing your space and having a fresh restart can have an impact on your mood and also on your energy levels. So create a schedule to clean out a certain area of your classroom, your home, your car, whatever it might be, each week, and take your time to remove any unwanted items. After all, having a clear space makes for a clear mind. Is that a saying?
Yes. And then they say, an empty desk means an empty mind. No, I'm just kidding.
That was a good one. So we have several episodes that are focused around spring cleaning. They're oldies, guys, but they're still goodies. Okay, so episode 14 is classroom spring cleaning must-dos. Episode 15 is 5 easy steps to clean and organize your classroom. Episode 16 is simple decluttering hacks for your classroom. So those are really great ones to go back to and listen. But here are some ideas to help get you started until you have that ability to go back and listen to those wonderful episodes. So the first thing is, one, set time aside for clearing a space. Two, start by removing everything from that area. You want to make sure that you have a really clean slate. And one of the things I didn't mention with one is you want to also make sure that you have plenty of time to really devote to it, because you don't want to empty everything out in step two and then have it all sitting there in a pile on the middle of your floor, because that's only going to stress you out even more, people. Step three is to then create piles for keep, donate, and trash. And then the final thing is to be purposeful and intentional with what you're keeping. If you haven't used it in a year, then you probably don't need it. Or you could just Marie Kondo it and ask, does it bring me joy? Don't forget to check out those episodes for additional tips. We will leave some links in the show notes for you.
Well, speaking of bringing you joy, tip number four is to surround yourself with things that excite you. You need things to look forward to in order to keep that optimistic perspective. This could be setting new goals. If you're like me and you're very goal-oriented, think of something you want to do or accomplish before the school year ends, and it could be something professionally or personally. You don't want to make it overwhelming or daunting, so make sure it is something you truly want to do, not something you feel like you should do, and then prioritize it. Again, it's always easier said than done, but if you think that it's going to make you really happy to set this goal and accomplish it, then go ahead and do that. Another option could be setting up some more devoted time with your family and friends. Maybe you want to have weekly or monthly like happy hours with your coworkers. You want to establish like coffee dates with your friends, have date nights with a significant other. Maybe you're going to have game nights with your family, but get them on your calendar early and then don't flake on them. Follow through, because you have to remember those are the things that are going to bring some more joy to your life. It also could be some like independent activities that you enjoy. So maybe it's like walking around your favorite store, listening to a podcast, like Teaching to the Top, while you go for a walk in the park. Maybe it's going to be part of like a weekend routine for you. Maybe you treat yourself to your favorite lunch on Fridays or your favorite breakfast to kick off Monday mornings. And maybe you enjoy that cup of coffee outside or you enjoy that lunch outside. Try to infuse this as much as you can with some of the other tips. So like clearing your space and getting outside, try to see how these could maybe work together so that it's less of like doing all the things and more of doing one thing that kind of checks multiple boxes. But you could even treat yourself to something new for your space that will like help you keep it clean and organized, but something that you're excited about. So maybe a new container or something that you've seen on like TikTok or Amazon and you're like, I really want that.
I have so many things that I want.
Oh boy, don't tell me, because I'm trying to save money right now. Don't tell me. But sometimes just having something new is enough to make life exciting again. So find new recipes you want to try. Get a new coffee creamer. Change up your routine to incorporate something new, like building a new habit of like stretching or getting a new outfit that you love. Whatever that thing is that brings you joy, it might even be taking time off of work. And Bridget's going to get into this in tip number five. But like, if you just need to take a me day to like kind of reset yourself, you can do that. We're giving you permission.
Yeah. And so speaking of those independent activities, you can use your days if you have them. Listen, guys, I have at least 5 days that I'm using in the month of April. There is no shame. If you have them, then you need to use them. Find time and plan ahead to take some days off. It's okay to spend time away from others and allow your body to just adjust to this new season. Create your plans in advance, as this will give you more reason to take them before the end of the year. After all, you already did all the work, right? Like, you might as well just go ahead and take the day off because you wrote the lessons. So if possible, reach out to a sub that you know and reserve them for that day. Even though you might not be able to add the day into whatever system that you use, or like until the night before or the morning of, at least you can feel confident about having someone in your room because you've already set them up for that specific day. And finally, don't feel guilty. You need to take care of yourself. And sometimes the only way to do that is by taking a break and a day off.
And I'm going to share this as a final reminder to kind of wrap it up. I've talked about this before. I wrote about it in my book, First Class Teaching, as well. But I think it is a good reminder for teachers everywhere to take your days. When I left my last district to move to Texas, I thought I was going to be able to get paid out for all the days that I had kind of stashed away and hadn't used. I had about, I don't know, somewhere between 25 and 30 like unused leave days. Well, wow. It turns out because I had not taught in the district for, I forget what the cutoff was, I want to say like 10 years or something, I did not get paid out on those days. So essentially, I just lost them. That was just time that I could have taken and should have taken. But as a result, I got nothing for it. So even though I know it feels good to keep those days because you're like, you never know what could happen. Well, yeah, but if you don't take it, you might end up missing out on it. So don't feel guilty. As Bridget said, take care of yourself, take the days if you need them, and don't feel bad about it.
Amen. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed this episode and it's going to help you kind of get through that spring fever that you might be feeling and where you just don't really want to do much at all. We would love for you to take some time to check out our website. We do have some personal planners that are brand new in our store. Go and check those out. And while you're there, you can also submit your time sucking hurdle. We would love to know what is something that is sucking up all of your time right now, whether it be an emotional TSH? What does she call it? An ESH?
Yeah, an ESH.
I feel like that needs to now be a thing after the last episode.
Yeah.
Or if it is truly something that is sucking up all of your time, we would love to hear from you. And if you have not already subscribed to the podcast, please make sure that you take the time to do so. It's absolutely free. All it does is let you know when we have brand new episodes, and it just makes sure that it's downloaded and ready to go for when you hop in your car or when you go on that walk. We would also love for you to take some time to leave us a review over on iTunes. It really does help us get into the ears of so many other teachers. Plus, we just like hearing from you guys. So until next time,
be timely,
stay organized,
and be productive.
Bye-bye.
See ya.